don't preach on what to do when you're overwhelmed. Anybody overwhelmed? Somebody said, well, preacher, I got everything all right. Everything's going my way and the devil ain't bothering me. You better be careful. I hate to sort of preach a sad doom and gloom sermon, but if I'm going to be in the Holy Ghost, I got to preach on what to do when you're overwhelmed. Well, if I've read my Bible right in Psalm 61, go to Psalm 61. They taught me to stay behind there, and I'll get back there if I can get up there here in a minute. But it's real foggy where I am. I want to remind all of you, listen, if we got what we deserve, we'd be in hell. Don't ever get over being saved. And there's no doubt somebody's going to hell tonight. You ain't got to go to hell. Your ways done been paid for. You ain't got to go to hell. I'm so tired of this easy believism. The Lord, 1, 2, 3. Repeat after me, honey. You ain't got to go to hell. Jesus paid it all, honey. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. And on that cross was the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the whole world. He took all the sin, put it on his shoulder, bore it on his back, paid for it in Calvary. You ain't got to go to hell. Hallelujah. I said you ain't got to go to hell. Hallelujah. I'm glad I ain't got to go to hell. Hallelujah. Hell proof. Hell proof. I'd rather hear a preacher that I couldn't understand, but know what he was feeling and meant, than I could hear a preacher that understand everything he said, but didn't know what he meant. Oh, me. You're just going to have to give me a minute. I may not read it. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, oh God. 10 unto my prayer. Here was my verse. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Amen. When my heart, here it is. I've been living in this. It's about to be all right. I didn't think I'd preach it, but the Lord told me to coming down the road. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Here's what overwhelm means. A place of darkness to cover over. Anybody just want to go hide? Down at the bottom, it means to hide yourself. Watch these words. Fail. Does anybody ever feel like you failed? Faint. Feel faint. Does anybody ever feel faint? To be feeble. Does anybody feel feeble? That's the meaning of overwhelmed. Right here. I ain't got no deep message, but I guess Jesus is pretty deep. I found a sermon in this chapter. For thou hast, verse 3, hast been a shelter for me. And a strong tower from the enemy. You ever feel like anybody's chasing you? I won't preach on what to do when you're overwhelmed. Hey, somebody's marriage in here, you're overwhelmed over it. I'm just a Holy Ghost preacher, if that'll be. I don't know you, but I know what the Lord says to say. And I am His messenger. I ain't been like this in a while, but it'll be all right. It'll be all right. What about you just said, I just can't take no more. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know where I'm going to go. Looks like there's more walking out than there are coming in. And all I'm doing is just standing on the blessed word of God, trying to preach it. Friends that I love dearly, going liberal. Preachers I started out with. They're not going the route we started in. I'm overwhelmed over it. You preach old time anymore. Seems like everybody comes in with their feelings on their shoulder. And you prime people. And you prime people. And you prime people. Is the one turning on you. I don't know how it is over here and where Yuns is at, but where I'm at, it feels like hell's unleashed. Churches, I preached them 3 and 4 years ago. They said, preacher, we're taking this little route right here, and if you can't go with us, we love you, but we can't have you. You can say, well, them preachers get up and say, well, I'm glad they're canceling me. Well, I'm not. I'm not proud they're leaving. I'm not proud they're turning left. I'm not proud that they're leaving the old redback temple. I'm not proud they're singing them liberal songs. I'm not proud at all. I'm about to die over it, man of God. And I'm thinking, am I doing wrong? But the Holy Ghost says, no, boy, you ain't doing wrong. You're doing right. Hallelujah. And if God be for you, who in the world can be against you? And greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. He called me when I was all by myself. And He's been a-walking with me along the way. I'm glad He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'm glad He'll not rent me out on a limb and saw it off. I want to say I'm glad He's with me every step of the way. Hallelujah. Y'all waiting on real big answers. Here's what you do. Number one, you just talk to God. What's wrong with talking to God? Just talk to God. 8 o'clock appointment today, 11 o'clock appointment today, a 1:30 appointment today, a 2:30 appointment today, 3 to 5 ball practice with my boy. If they'd want to talk to God like they wanted to talk to me, is everybody all right? Somebody said, well, preacher, you there? I'm there for that. But I'm telling you, I'm overwhelmed with all the problems. I'm overwhelmed with people. What do? You just talk to God. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing no better than just talking to God. That's why we missed the mark. He said, hear my cry. Oh me. Oh me. I'm going to tell you where we've missed the mark, fellas. Right, ladies and gentlemen, children, I'm going to tell you where we've missed the mark. His is we've got organizers and not agonizers. Brother Ken, I ain't being disrespectful. And I'm not using his name out of vain. But we need to get back to some old God prayers. Oh God. Oh, I'm not being funny, but the Lord told me to do it. Oh, God. Oh, God. No, Lord God of Abraham. Oh, Lord God. We done got our prayer alliterated. We done got our prayer speech out. I'm going to tell you, if we'd get to some God prayers. If we just get out in these times that I can't even say nothing, I just go, oh, Lord. Hey, Brother David, they sometimes I can't even say, oh, Lord. I just go and I just cry. Somebody said, preacher, that's foolish. Well, I'm going to tell you, I try to get the heaven's attention. Prostrate before God. I know this is embarrassing to the flesh and humiliating, but I gotta be a Holy Ghost man. I'm tired of all this organized outfit. We need some of these agonizers. I'm not gonna tell you my prayer life, but my alarm goes off early on purpose, and I don't like it going off. I don't like getting out of bed. I don't like going and praying, but if I'm gonna have the power of God, and if I'm gonna overcome being overwhelmed, instead of calling y'all in the midnight hour, I gotta call on God. I wanna say, number one, what to do when you're overwhelmed is just go talk to God. He's your helper. I'm for counseling. I'm for godly counsel. And I do it a lot. But I've been telling you, if all you ever seek is the counsel from the God-filled men, and cease to seek. He is the counselor, the mighty one. Boy, it hurts. It hurts. Preacher, you done preached my whole sermon a while ago, but that'll be all right. It hurts. Is anybody hurt? Y'all got any loved ones out there in that far country? You know what's amazing? They, some of you are just sitting on them pews right now. And your world's upside down. You said, I don't even know really what got me here tonight. I'm going to tell you, the same one got me here got you here. Hey. I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin myself with all you boys, but my little old wife's about had it. Hey, I can't say I'm sorry. My little old youngins, they say, Daddy, why ain't they coming back? That's his best little friend. They're buddies. Little old Julie's 11. Said, Daddy, why ain't they coming back? I miss her. We had our song we sung. I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to tell you something. Boy, I'm telling you, Brother Jamie, I don't want to hurt us as men of God, but I believe we've told too many lies. I'm not saying y'all told lies. I'm talking about men of God supposedly across our country that writes books that everything is so wonderful, and it is, but won't somebody get down to where the rubber meets the road? It's real foggy where I'm at. I ain't saying what I want to say. He's an older man of God, and I'm under his authority. And if he tells me to sit down, I'll sit down. And when I sit down, I'll wash your feet if you'll let me. I'll wash your feet. What I'm about to say, and I don't want to make nobody mad, but I got to tell the truth. I don't know how many's in here, but there's a bunch of them. I can't even see all of you. There's a bunch of you. Hundreds of you. If all of y'all are fighting one evil spirit from hell, And that one evil spirit, I ain't a charismatic, I'm an old time Baptist. I want to give you some reality about the man of God. If you're fighting one evil spirit, and this man opens that book and helps you with it, he's liable to go home and fight over 400 different spirits. Everybody wants them a big church. It ain't cut out what they think it is. There ain't no glory in this. I mean, I'm just about out there, but there ain't no glory in this. And I lay down and hell tackles me and I roll and I roll and I roll. And somebody says, boy, if I could handle the battles like old Preacher Dorsey handles them, if I could be as, honey, you don't know what you're saying. If you ain't, oh me, I ain't trying to hurt nobody or hurt you people. But if you ain't prayed for your man of God today, shame on you. Because he's holding hell back. All the power of Georgia's on that man's shoulders. He's got the doors of hell held back. That's why some of y'all's children saved and your marriage is saved. And you're in your right mind. I may be fixing to die. If I die, it'll be all right. Amen. Hell's real, you hear me? Hell's real. We got so many preachers that know how to do this. That's why they ain't got no more unction. Ain't got no more power. And they don't talk like this. I'm not trying to cuss them or praise me. Honey, I'm a low, sorry, low down, no good for nothing dog. Oh, but I gotta have the power of God. I gotta have the power of God. And this is better than my little outline anyhow. We need an inline. I love alliteration. That Bible's alliterated. But he's out to fight over 400 different spirits. And I'm not a charismatic. I'm an old Bible Baptist preacher. And I lay down and I toss and turn. See, I just wanted to preach about 20 minutes and quit. Make everybody think, boy, that's a good one. I want to hear him again. But I can't, Brother Ken. I can't tonight. There's not many of us left. And I'm leaving tomorrow and going way up north to preach a revival. And I'm going to go tell them just like I'm telling you. There ain't many of us left. We got a band together. I'm not wanting to pull the walls of denomination down. I'm wanting to pull the walls of sin and Satan down. Bless God, I'm not ashamed of who I am and what I am. And I'm not joining the bandwagon because I'm on the wagon with God. Hallelujah. God told John to go in the wilderness. And God told John to come out of the wilderness. And I want to say, glory to God, let me be like John. Led by the Holy Ghost. Fed by the power of God. I say we need more of it in our Baptist churches. You need to talk to God. You just need to talk to God. Somebody said, how can I talk to God? Tell him your heart. Somebody said, see, they tried to teach me how to say things to get in the proper atmosphere of how to say things. But my old grandpa said we just need to say things. Hey. Now, I know I'm ignorant and this probably going to make me look real ignorant. Them old men had more sense than we give them credit. He said what some of y'all need to do is quit telling and start talking. All of us can tell. Very few of us can talk. You're talking and telling on somebody, that ain't real talking. That's telling. We need to do a little talking and quit telling. Watch this. God, I need help. I just need help. when you're behind your wheel. Turn your radio off or turn it down low. And say, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. This very thing. That very thing that you need help, just tell him about it. Just talk to him. You can talk to him without even moving your mouth. Hallelujah. That's pretty deep. You ain't even got to move your mouth. Because he knows the thoughts. And if I'm wrong here, you correct me, man of God. But there's some prayers I don't pray out loud. Let me tell you why. It's because I don't want the devil to hear what I'm asking help for. If some of y'all would quit blasting everything on the Facebook, it ain't none of their business anyhow. I'm not going to get mean and hurt you. I'm tired of mean preaching. But I am for holy preaching. You don't need to be telling everybody you and your little husband had a spat. And we're not on the same page. And he's made me mad. Won't you just get real quiet and go talk to God? I'm going through two. One of them's done final, so it's over with. But I've been through the two of the worst, and I know that's not a good word, a divorce that I've ever seen. And there's some of y'all sitting in here, been through a divorce. Did you know God will forgive you of all sin? Just get forgiveness of it. I'm out here and I'm going to be careful. You're not a second class Christian. I'm sorry, but some of the best ones in my church, Brother Keith. One of them old mean preachers come in the other day and gouged. Heard him, you hear me? He'll never be back.
No, sir.
You better believe I told him things that I wouldn't tell nobody publicly. But them's my people. I know they're God's. And they some of the best ones I've got. It's been through some of the hardest that I've ever seen. And all them that look down their little nose and judge them, you better be careful. If they're coming down to where you live. I'm old fashioned as they come, but I believe my Bible. And I'm not going to take one verse when I got clarity on another verse that they's help and forgiveness. Somebody say amen. Oh, God, help me and you to get a hold of it. It could be me before I get home tonight. I'm not 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Man, I can't apologize. I can't apologize. I'm telling you, you better be careful judging them that's been through heartaches. I know we're trying to have camp meeting, but I'm telling you, this is a Bible sermon. It ain't a glory sermon, but it's a Bible sermon. But it'll bring glory. It'll produce glory. What some of y'all need to get a hold of is quit letting your past beat the daylights out of you. Realize that the grace of God's sufficient. He's seen fit to give you a home. He's seen fit to give you a church. He's seen fit to send you the Holy Spirit down in your soul. Whoa! Hallelujah! You ought to just thank God that He seen fit to give you one more chance. Hallelujah! I'm glad for one more. Glory to God. I'm glad for one more change. Hallelujah. I'm glad God's grace. Faith's not a second day of grace. It's grace, 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 grace. That'd be all right. They taught me not to do that too. It gets on me every now and then. I just run. Been a while since I just run. But it was running right there. And it was a good day when I got a hold of it. Running was for me and not y'all. It was for me. Number two. What did that verse 4 say? I'll abide in thy what? Number two. What to do when you're overwhelmed is tabernacle with God. Pretty good sermon right there, ain't it? There's two more T's right there if we get to them. I didn't write them down. David did. He shot good in his gun. It's shooting good tonight. Tabernacle with God. Well, what is tabernacle with God? Look around. What are you doing? You're not just filling a pew. You're not just filling a space. You're tabernacling with God. Hang on. Some of y'all are watching us abide in the tabernacle. What y'all need to do is quit watching while you in here and start abiding. How you do that? Number one, just talk to God. What am I going to tell him? Tell him you want in. Hallelujah. Say, God, I want in. I still believe in praying through. I still believe in praying through. Somebody said, well, what do you do to pray through? Get out here and just start praying till you get through. Amen. Somebody said, how do you know when you pray through? Trust me, you'll know it. Hallelujah. I want to say there ain't nothing no better than praying through and abiding and tabernacling with God. Hallelujah. Just tabernacle with him. Somebody said, that priest, I'm in trouble. Him's like my offering plates. They've been beat and slung and smacked together. That don't happen. Some of y'all need to put some under that and we'll cover it up. Well, that church ain't getting my money. Church ain't wanting your money. God is. When you tabernacle with him, it's a life of giving, not receiving. But don't let me mess you up. A life of giving will produce a life of receiving. Somebody said, you just mixed me up. Quit being so carnal and get on the wagon with the Holy Ghost with me. It's a life of giving because you realize he gave. And what he gave is why you received a redemption. Hallelujah. Praise God for a remedy for my sin. Thank God for a Redeemer that redeemed me. He gave. Now I receive. Hallelujah. What to do when you're overwhelmed? Talk to God. Tabernacle. Well, God, what's the rest of that verse for? Well, looky there. Number three, you can trust him.
Amen.
You can trust him.
That got to me and you the other day,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
When we was on the shavings.
That's right.
Brother McNeese Clay got up and said, just trust him. All right, I'm trying to hurry. Y'all ever had your trust broke? Boy, it hurts. Hurts. He don't ever break it. You can trust him. Just trust him. When you give, y'all heard the shepherd, it shall be given. But the sheep respond to the shepherd. I watched them. Can I preach real quick right there? Real sheep respond to a shepherd. He said, shall be given. 200 people look. He didn't see that, but I did. Sheep respond to the shepherd. Ooh, ain't it good to have some sheep, preacher? Oh, I know these goats. I got them, but it's good to have sheep. I love sheep. I thank God for sheep. I'm glad. That ain't even in my sermon, but y'all preached it. I'm going to exhort it. The shepherd spoke, and the sheep turned to the shepherd. I'm telling you, John. God speaks to me. You know who it sounds like? My old preacher. I ain't heard him in years, but it sounds like him. Oh, yeah. I'll never forget a young preacher. Preacher said, here's what we're going to do. And my little old know-it-all mind, I said, man, he's losing his mind to myself. Daddy got around the table and he said, I said, Daddy, you know I was a preacher boy that knowed everything. Oh, me. I'm ashamed. And we was holding hands. I said, Daddy, what are we going to do about this? Daddy said, we're going to trust him. He wasn't talking about God. He was talking about Dr. Roy Gentry Sr. I said, we're going to what? Daddy said, we're going to trust him. And he said, we're going to help him. I'm glad I had a leader that taught me I could trust the shepherd. Because he had enough of sense to know that the shepherd was the under-shepherd of the chief shepherd. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. I'm glad he's a good shepherd. He's a great shepherd, but I'm glad he's a chief shepherd. Just trust him. Number four. Don't it talk about paying vows? And down there in about 8, I'm telling you, I don't know what's happened to me. Verse 8, so I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Number 4, thank him. Study praise. Study praise. Worship comes first. Okay? And praise, that's all right. But it's avenues of thankfulness. It's avenues of thankfulness. I'm going to try to quit right here. Somebody said, preacher, how can I thank him for being overwhelmed with all these problems? Because he said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the what? Will of God. I'm seeing something I ain't seen. When you talk to him and you tabernacle with him and you trust him, it gets pretty easy to thank him. Somebody said, well, God bless you, fleshly and carnal. Preacher, can I get somebody on the piano to play soft? Who? I'm about done, but the Lord wants me to tell a carnal blessing. I did all my church work today on a Harley Davidson. That was give to me.
Preach on now.
He lives in Wichita, Kansas. You know what his name is? His name's Travis Littlejohn. And me and my boy was on that HD. And the Holy Ghost smacked me upside the back of the head and said, what's his last name? I said, Little John. He said, if you'll always stay little. He said, I'll give you big things. I can't afford one of them. But I'm a riding on one. Because God give it to me. And I'm amazed. But oh, Brother Ken, this coat that's on my back was given to me. And the day that I'd shine the chrome on that motorcycle more than I'd take care of this suit. Pray real soft. I'm about done. This Bible was given to me. And the preacher that gave to me has failed. He pastored hundreds. So close to 1,000. Oh, me. He gave it to me. I thought I had the dates wrote. 2000. He said, I love you. Don't ever waver from it. I'm preaching from it tonight because God told me. I got Bibles everywhere. But that was given to me by a man of God that was blazing so much better than me. But he got so overwhelmed, he called me and wouldn't return my call for nearly 3 years. But every now and then, brother, I'd just call him and I'd say, I've been trying to talk to you. And one day the phone rang and it was him, Brother Jamie. Give me that. And he got so overwhelmed, and brother, I could see that happening. Y'all can throw stones at me if you want to, but I'm just a man. His shoes I have on was given to me. Oh, remember thing. And when we got to have big things to be grateful, we've missed a mark. We ought to fill these altars tonight and just say, oh God, I want to thank you a while. I want to trust you, God. I want to tabernacle with you. I want to talk to you. Come on, let's fill these altars. Come on. Come on.